The city of Fairbanks is giving the owner of the Polaris building more time to advance a plan to renovate the vacant and deteriorating downtown high-rise. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Fairbanks City Council had set a March 30th deadline for Anchorage developer Mark Marlowe to take action on the Polaris or have it condemned. The city delayed action after Marlowe indicated things were happening with the long-stalled project. Monday night, the council voted to extend the Polaris deadline until September 30th, following an hour-long update on the project by Marlowe. Marlowe says some key pieces have recently come together that warrant optimism.
I have a new investor who is going to put in some pre-development money, which is critical to get things like the structural design done. We've retained a local structural engineer to accomplish that design. And the marketplace seems to be receptive for financing.
Marlowe says the crux of the Polaris project is that the estimated renovation cost of $19 million is more than the resulting $15 to $16 million the upgraded 1950s-era apartment building will be worth. Marlowe says federal loan programs can make the otherwise uneconomic endeavor work.
The federal government has taken a public policy decision that they are going to create opportunities to direct capital to projects like this for the specific purpose of mitigating urban decay. And so the reason that it makes sense is if our federal government in all their wisdom is going to subsidize the difference and make it worth your while, then I guess it's incumbent upon us to try to pursue that and attract those federal dollars into this community.
Marlowe proposes commercial business space for the first and 11th floors of the Polaris, with 117 apartments on floors 2 through 10. The building is in rough shape and requires extensive retrofit to bring it in line with current building standards. City Council member Jim Matherly led questioning by the panel at Monday night's meeting. Matherly says Marlowe's complicated private and federal financing scenario is nothing new, but there's no loss in giving him a little extra time to try to make it work.
We don't have $4 million to tear it down, so I say yes, give him a few more months.
Matherly says he remains suspect about the Polaris renovation.
We don't want to lose a big building like the Polaris. We love that building, but it has to be economically viable. A lot's changed since he bought it in 05. And the market's much, much different. And my lending background leads me to believe, what's it going to be worth when it's done? And I think the costs have gone up. And he may need to reevaluate that. That's my big concern.
Matherly says it's irresponsible to spend federal tax dollars on a building if it can't produce enough income to support itself and pay back loans once the renovation is done. He says an updated study on rental demand is essential to assessing the project's viability. Marlowe says past analysis shows housing demand is there. He told the council an updated appraisal and engineering analysis for the Polaris are expected to be ready in 6 to 7 weeks. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.